Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with Sandra Robinson?
Yes.
Hello, Sandra. This is Alisa from Family First, the coordinator of your case, and the reason of my call is to introduce myself. If you have any issue, any concern, or any problem, you can let me know. Also, Sandra, I would like to confirm some information. Your phone number is 267-474-1310, right?
Yes.
And your address is 3852 Schuylkill Road,
Google.
Spring City, Pennsylvania 19475, correct?
Yes.
Great. Sandra, also we would like to know if you have been by any chance hospitalized or in the ER the past month.
No.
Great to hear that. And who has been the services so far? Your caregiver has been nice to you, or do you have any issue or any problem?
No, it's been fine. Only issue I have is sometimes I have to go out. We go out early. I go to her house, to Sam's house, because she has everything on the first floor that I could use, and it helps me. So we're down there at her house a lot, and sometimes I would like to just stay here. So I was wondering if we could change her clocking in on with my phone so that I can do that, because we leave early sometimes for appointments, and she picks me up early, earlier than 9, so then my appointments are early in the morning when I have them. So she's not at the house at 9 o'clock. So therefore we need to change, if we can, have her clock in from my phone. That
Okay.
way she's always, when I'm with her, she can clock in from my phone.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, we can do that. Okay, but
Okay.
remember that she can clock in as soon as it's a landline. Cell phones for the patients is not allowed.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
That she can clock in your phone as soon as a landline, but they are
I
not
don't have
allowed.
I don't have a landline.
Okay, in that case, they are not allowed to clock in patients' cell phones.
Oh, they're not.
No, that should be for their cell phone, or they can do the EVV electronic from your cell phone. She can do that.
Electronic what from my phone?
Electronic verification, the EVV, where she has to call and she has to press some buttons.
She has to put what?
She has to call and she has to press some buttons.
She has to press some buttons.
Yeah.
Okay, but what I'm saying is sometimes at 9 o'clock we're not at my house. I'm on my way to an appointment at
Well,
8:30 sometimes.
in
So
that
sometimes.
case, she can do it, but she has to submit a timesheet. I can send her a link, and there should be no issue.
Okay,
But yeah,
because
no
I don't
problem.
want to. And then clocking out too, so.
Okay, no problem. So yeah, I can send her a link when maybe you have an appointment or you are doing some errands when she has not the opportunity to clock in your address, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, Sandra, for answering my call. If you have any issue, remember you can call me to this number.
Okay, but I have been calling you and I didn't get an answer, so I was like, I don't know why. But so you said she can clock in some type of EV, something else when we're going out for an appointment.
Yeah, and she sent later the timesheet. I can know when, and I can send her the link, the dates that she need to send them.
Yeah, but you always return her calls because I don't want her to miss her time, if you're not available.
Yeah, I can see it through the system. We can see the clock ins and the location of the clock in, so that should be no issue.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Have a great day.
Okay.